Today's share in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chof Omud Aleph, and we are in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah. We began yesterday Simen Tof Kuf Vav, which deals with kneading and sifting on Yontif. And we begin on the very top line with Sif Beis. The Mechaber tells us, Eim Rakdin HaKemach, you're not allowed to go sift the flour B'tchila, for the first time on Yontif, Afilu Ayidei Shinoi, even if you do this in a different than normal way, even if you're making a shinui on it, you're not allowed to go sift for the first time on Yontif. However, abol imrikdo miesmo, if however you sifted it before Yontif, and now the nafal bot sror o kesem, and something fell into it on Yontif, a pebble or some sort of a piece of wood, a splinter fell into it, verotzel erakto pamashenis, and you want to go and sift it a second time, here, mutter af below shinui. Here, you're allowed to go sift it a second time, even without doing a shinui. That's the Mechaber's opinion. Let's understand this by looking at the Mishneh Berurah, Sif Katan Hei. Mishneh Berurah tells us, Ein Mirakdin v'chule, when the Mechaber told us he's not allowed to sift it, why? Why is sifting not allowed? It's Ochol Nefesh. So he tells us, the Kol Melachos Shekodim Lisha, all the activities that you're doing in making bread that are before the kneading, before Lisha, Asurim Chacham, and the rabbi said you're not allowed to do it on Yontif as part of Ochol Nefesh. Why? Because the person doesn't normally do it just for one meal. He does it a lot at a time, and therefore that wouldn't be allowed because you're doing it not only for Yontif, you're doing it for weekdays as well. And in fact, this in fact, we've learned previously, there are posts that say that this is actually Nisa Daraisa. It's not just the Gzeira over here, because it looks too much like you're doing for the weekdays, but it's an actual Nisa Daraisa. And he says this is true, even for whatever the reason, you didn't have an opportunity to go do the sifting on Erev Yontif, you're not allowed to go do it on Yontif, even with a Shinoi. That's what the Mishneh Berurah tells us if caught involved. Anything that's also on Yontif, dafilu b'shinui yasser. If it's also to do it on Yontif, then you can't even do it with a shinui. Ukomotion is boral el in simen tov tzadihei b'mishneh berurah, like we already learned as well over there in simen tov tzadihei. However, the Mechaber said, if something fell into it on Yontif after you had sifted it before Yontif, then you're allowed to. Sivkot and Zayin, hainu b'yontif, that the pebble or the splinter fell into it on Yontif. Because again, dimi erev Yontif, if it fell in erev Yontif, hayalol rakim miyesmo, well, then you should have sifted it again before Yontif. And therefore, veinu mutter kimayidei shinoi. He brings up from the Olah Shabbos, in this situation where you did sift it once and it fell in before Yontif, you're not allowed to go sift it in the normal way, but you would be allowed to sift it with a shinoi even on Yontif. But if it fell in on Yontif, then you can do it even in the normal way. Mutter, sifkot and ches, shari ein kavanaso lirakeid. Your purpose isn't to go and sift it over here, kidei liyafos the kemach, to make the kemach better. Ela kidei livro ayidezeh hatzroers vekesomim. Your purpose is, because it's inedible right now, it has all the pebbles and the splinters inside of it, she yishoru b'kavra, that they'll stay behind in the sieve, achar nefilas hakemach derech nakovim. After the good flour goes through the small holes, the larger stones, the pebbles, and the pieces of wood will stay up on the top of the sieve. V'zeh lo osru chacham. Here, the rabbis didn't prohibit this because shari nofa b'yomtiv gufo v'chanel, as we've already explained. What are you supposed to do? It fell in on Yomtiv. You did everything you could before Yomtiv, and now somehow it got filled with these pebbles or little chips of wood, and therefore you're allowed to sift it even in the normal way. And this is different. Veno domel lohodim vol lekamen and sif tof yud sif beis. It's different that we're going to learn the also livro kitnios mitoch psola shalahen. You're not allowed to go sift the beans from the junk that's in amongst them with a sieve or some sort of a sifter shal benafo kavra. And he says v'zeh bevaday also that's not allowed. Afilu b'lekocha mitoch chenvani hamakir b'yontif gufa. And that wouldn't be allowed to sift that even if you purchased it on Yontif from a chenvani that knows you. Dershufut number 5 just reminds us that you're not allowed to purchase normally things, but if you don't pay for them on Yontif and you need them for Yontif, so if the chenvani knows you and trusts you and is willing to give it to you, so to say, on credit, so then you're allowed to. Here, v'lo yochel varuran merv Yontif. If you purchased it from the chenvani on Yontif, if you took it from the chenvani on Yontif, you obviously couldn't have done it beforehand. Even here, nevertheless, you're not allowed to separate out the kitnios from the psolos. Why? Because the hosom derech hamulacha lasosim l'zman ruba. Because when it comes to beans, you didn't just do it for one meal. You did it for a week's worth, a month's worth. You did a lot of the sifting at the same time. And therefore, that's why you're not allowed to do it even on Yontif, if you got it on Yontif. As opposed to mashen kein hocha, here with the flour, shakemach far mibojom nivra me'asubin. The flour was sifted erev Yontif. You did it before Yontif from all the waste. The era, now it happened, shenofa bot tzror o kisim, and it just so happened that some pebbles or splinters fell in here on Yontif, so it's clear to all. Min kalakol, shulitzarech shaw lafosa biyantif vishari. It's clear that you're doing it just now because you didn't have a choice, and you're doing it just to bake this one meal right now, and therefore it is permitted. And even without a shinoi, the Mishnah Berurah of Katan tests. However, he brings down, well, technically, the Mechaber said you can do it without a shinoi. He brings down the Bach, the Yesh Machmirim, the Gam Bazer, Boy Shinoi. You should do it here with a shinoi as well. This is the Bach, the Evio El Yerabba, the Yerabba brings down this Bach. He says as well, V'ayin Chay Odom, Shadaito the Tzorach Bazer Shinoi Gomor. The Chay Odom is even more Machm. He says you have to make a real shinoi over here. For example, Kigon Lerake Bachori Napa, to do it backwards, to do it on the other side of the sieve, or Ayide Akam, or have a non Jewish person do it for you. And similarly, V'chein Adoch Matzos B'yantiv, if you're making matzah meal on Yantiv, you have the pieces of matzah, and you're crushing them to make them into matzah meal. V'tzorich L'rakei Akema Chanitcha Min HaPerurim, and you have to go sift this because you have chunks or pieces of matzah that aren't broken up well enough to be matzah meal. So in this situation, Yerakei Ayidei Shinoi, you have to sift this via a shinoi. For example, Dahainu Achori Anapa L'datsa Chayyadim. According to Chayyadim, you have to do it backwards. You do it on the other side of the sieve, not in the normal way. That was the Mechaber. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, the Yeshomim, the Mutter, Litol, Hatzror, Oakisim, Biyodo. Some suggest that in addition to the suggestion of doing it with a shinoi, you'd even be allowed to go pick it out with your fingers. So take out with your hand the pebbles or the kisim with your hand. However, the Ramah says others disagree. Abayesh Machrim, the Osrim. For example, the Magid Mishnah, there are others that say you can't do that. According to the opinion that you can, the Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkot and Yud, Rotsu Lomar Avze Mutter, even this way is Mutter with your hand. Certainly the way that the Mechaber said, with the shini on the sieve, to do it upside down, that's allowed. Vuadin de Mutter, Ayde Rikot Uchidas Mechaber. Certainly you can do it the way the Mechaber said. He's not coming to take that away. He's not denying that. He's agreeing with the Mechaber, but he's saying even with your hand, you might be able to do it as well, according to the Yesh Omrim, the first Makel opinion. But then we have the second more Machmir opinion, Sivkot Yud Aleph, the Kivan the Gam Bechol, directly told Tzor B'Yad, since on weekdays you do it with this way, that you pull out the pebble or the piece of wood with your hand, Heavy Le Kibore, this would fit into the category of Borer. Well, De'azu, according to this Machmir opinion, that you're not allowed to do this, likewise, Huadin, they Lito B'Yad HaPeru Magdolim, Mitoch HaKemach HaNitkan, when you're making the matzah meal on yontif, he brings down from the chayyadim, this opinion would also say you can't pick out with your hand the big pieces, you must use a sieve. That would be allowed doing a sieve in some sort of a shinoi way, do it upside down, do it the other way with a sieve upside down. That would be allowed, but just like you can't pick out the pebbles with your fingers, you can't pick out the larger pieces of matzah that didn't get crushed fully when you're making the matzah meal. And therefore, this opinion says, Osran, this is the Magid Mishnah, Sivkot Yud Beis, Hainu L'inyan Litol Tzor B'Yad. He's saying that what's Osir is only that which the Ramah said they were Mekilin, that's how you can pick it out with your hand. But even the Machmir opinion agrees, Abo Ayde Harkoda, using the Sif, using it backwards, Gamei Modim L'dasa Mechab L'Shar, they agree that you're allowed to do. He adds further, Ayin Mashik Asavdom B'Sif Kotin Tes Dasa Bach, that's what we just said with the Bach, that you make sort of a shinoi, doing it backwards, or a vayagai, V'Nochon Linho Kideezu. He brings down from the Prichodosh that this is the way we paskin, that you should do it with a shinoi. The issue, footnote number 8 says, there are a number of nafkaminas over here. For example, what about washing off the dust from fruits? So Rav Yashiv Zatzal says, that's mutu yantiv, you're allowed to clean the fruits on yantiv. B'nei sheyei sheyitiru zos af b'shabbos. Since you're allowed to do it on Shabbos, according to some, you certainly can do it on yantiv as well. What about choosing from utensils or svarim or things like that on yantiv? Is that allowed? So Yashiv Zatzal brings down Shekivan She'ein Shayach Bem Tzorach Ochel Nefesh, since there's no Ochel Nefesh in these utensils or in the Svarim, Din Brei Rosam, the Din of Brei on Yontif is the same exact Kishabis, V'Osur Levorero Medina. He says you're not allowed to go select your clothing for non-immediate wearing, let's say, on Yontif. You couldn't pick it out on Yontif night for Yontif morning. And there's also the opinion of Nissen Karlitz Zatzal. Shebrei Razu Asur Midaraisa. This is Nissen Daraisa. Even if you need it for that day, if it's not for right now, you're not allowed to. And this also brought down the Shulchan Ocharab. Shehet Brera Biyantiv Nemar Rak L'Gabi Ocho. The only time you have this Het of Brera is only by food. On the other hand, the Yeshua's Yaakov brings down Sha'af L'Gabi Melechez Borer Nemar Din Mitoch Shut L'Tzorach Ochel Nefesh Hutra Af L'Shalo L'Tzorach. He says, no, we have the famous Mitoch Heter. If it's permissible for this, it's also permissible for that. He says that applies to Borer. Just like Borer is permissible for Ochel Nefesh, it's also permissible for all other non-Ochel Nefesh things. And this is the opinion of Vozin Zatzal in the Shevet HaLevi, and as well as the Shevet HaShuvah's Orlet Sion, who says, L'Maisa Mutar livror begodim biyantiv. You'd pick out your clothing on Friday, on Yantiv night, for example. Tuesday night is Yantiv, and you pick out your clothing that you want to wear for Wednesday morning. That's allowed. In eino tzarech lehem el le'achar kama shos. Even if you don't need them until later on, you're allowed to do it now. So this is a big machlokus over here, where the borer is permissible for non-ochol nefesh things. Back to the Mishnah Berurah. V'hu adin, he says, the same halacha applies im naflu zivuvim l'soch hakos. If some flies came into your drink, lo yosir or some l'chut, you can't just take them out with your finger, you can't just take out the fly. What you have to do is, like on Shabbos, l'shatzor sheyikach min hamashke gam kinimoy. You take out the fly with a little bit of the liquid as well. Dear Shifutz, number 9 and 10, go into a little bit more detail on this, ayin sham, and this is brought down in the name of the Taz. And likewise, v'hu adin, ashos sheychar. Somebody's drinking beer. With tachtiso at the bottom, you have the shmarim. You have the dregs at the bottom of the beer. So yaniach mat sheichar l'shmarim. If you want to get rid of the dregs, so you have to leave a little bit of beer there, and this way you're allowed to get rid of it because you're getting rid of the good and the bad, and it's not a problem of borer. Now we go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber continues and he says, "Vim lo nofal bo dovar. If nothing fell into it, you sifted it before yantiv, and no pebbles or kisem fell into it." But you want to sift it again. In lo nafal bo davar elishirot l'rakto sheiniz kidei sheya pas noya. You want to have really, really finely sifted flour. So you sifted it beforehand, but now you want to sift it again. Tzarech shinei ketzas. In this situation, you're allowed to do it, but you have to do a shinoi. The Mishnah Berurah explains this of Sifkot Yud Gimel. After ochel nefesh, this is ochel nefesh. So why do you need a shinoi? He says harei ev shoyel l'rakim yesu, because you could have done this yesterday. The gam dizem machlit b'riki the rishona. And also, this could be confused. Other people might see this and say that's the first time you're sifting it. If they see a pebble or a piece of wood in there, Hanis Kalel, as we explained previously, Yodin, anybody watching it will see that you're only sifting it. Hakol Sharikuru Rak Litzorech Shaw. You're only doing it right now on a temporary basis. Shehipol Hatzro, like Kesim, to get rid of the little pebbles or the splinters that are there. Vegam Delo Sagi Belav Hochi, and you can't do it without this. You wouldn't have any choice over here. He brings down the Chidush HaRa'ah, and therefore, that's why you're allowed to do this the second time for the pebble or the kisim, but if you're going to do it the second time, just to be miyafit, you have to do it with a shinui. Back to the Mechaber, what would be an example of such a shinui? Kigon al gabi shulchan. You do it on the table instead of into some sort of a container. Mishnah Berurah explains Sifkot Yudalit, the Bechol, on a weekday, Haderech Lenapost, when you go and sift it, al gabi teva, you do it on some sort of a container or a rev or a trough. Not directly on the table. V'im darko shalodim zel lenafos gam b'chol al shulchan. But if the normal way is to sift it on the table, so then you have to take a different shinu. Yas a shinu yacher, because otherwise it looks just like the weekday activity. The kol shekein is certainly im yinaf agav hanapa. If you do it on the backside, mitzad hasheni, the shari, that would certainly be permissible, as we pointed out before. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'kotzu achronim the kol zeim hanapa shniya." This is only allowed when the second sifter, or the second time you're sifting it, has the same size holes as the first time you sifted it. Ein nikavel kitanim, the second time you're sifting it, the holes aren't smaller, minapa rishona, from the first time that you sifted it. The whole mashiyotze rishona, yetz b'shniya, and the same exact amount of sifting will occur the second time as was the first time. It won't be sifting it any better. However, if the second utensil that you're using, the second time to sift it, to strain it, avo b'haisa hanapa shnia im nekovim dakim, if it has smaller holes and it's going to sift it better, then bevadei osur, then that's not allowed. Why? Shari yishoa hakemach ha'av b'nafi, because the thicker kemach will stay above, the yetzi hadak, and the fine kemach will go through the holes because they're smaller and only the small, fine flour can go through, and the thicker flour will not. Ukar godo rishona dami, and this is like sifting it for the first time, which we said is absolutely also on yontif, even with a shinoi. Furthermore, because of the Machzis Hashek, he brings down from the Machzis Hashek, the lafizia, based upon what we just said, afilu b'zmaninu, nowadays, shah kemochim nirkod mevei tzarechayim. We don't sift our flour. It comes in a bag. It's pre-sifted. It's pre-sorted already. He says, nevertheless, ein larkidim od hapam bebayis. You shouldn't go sift it a second time in the house. Afilu ayideh shinoi, even via shinoi, because shariyon oroim shariku bebeis harichayim ein omotzi kolom solos. Because we see that the flour sifting that they do in the factory, in the place where they're processing it, is not as good as the sifting that you can do. In other words, this would be like a first sifting. Vanapa shebebayis motzi, more than the napa in the factory. And therefore, ukeharkod rishon adomi. This would be like doing the sifting for the first time. The issue footnote number 12 brings down, ulenafos kemach hamotzi bisbaneinu, to go and sift flour that we have nowadays, which is already very, very finely sifted by the factory, by the machines. So Shelz Shuvas Olutzion says, mutu biyontif ayidei shinukotan. All you have to do is make a little shinoi, because our sifting today is much, much better. Kion, for example, lenafos agabi shulchan, just sift it on the table, that would be fine. Shekiva shakemach parmenupa bimifal, since the machines go and sift it very, very well. Vinasib ofa and shenu misliya, and it's not going to spoil, it's not going to get wormy. That's why there are no worms in it. We really don't have to sift it. You're sifting it to make sure there's no garbage inside it, no worms inside of it. You really don't need to do that. So therefore, this additional sifting that you're doing, you're doing it as a chumra, but not because you really have to. Therefore, it's not considered like a first sifting. It's considered just like a second sifting, which we said you can do it with a shinoi. But if it was a first sifting, you're not allowed to do it even with a shinoi, because mishum shoyisav shavus lenafosu mibojom. You could have done it before yantiv. So here, you should do it with a shinoi, because you're doing it just liafos, but it's not considered a first sifting. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagav, uadin demutalasos ayideh eno Yehudi. You can have a non-Jewish person sift it for you. Afilu tchilas harikida. Even the first time you can do that, emishanek tzas, as long as you make some sort of a shinui. That's brought down the name of the Beis Yosef. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkon Tezvav explains, lefishi yesh misha omer, because there is an opinion that says, shafilu yisrael mutal rakit ayideh shinui. That there is an opinion, which on Paskin like, that says, even a yid could do it for the first time with a shinui, and therefore, even though, af shirov aposum chokum alav, nevertheless, akoponim, in this situation, since there is an opinion that says you could do it yourself, so certainly to do it via Nochri is allowed. But you should still make some sort of a shinoi in Mishanek Tzas. You should do it with a little bit of a shinoi. The Prichodesh says, no, even with an Akam, you shouldn't do it. The Efshod, the Bishinu Gomer, unless you're making a Shinu Gomer, a total shinoi, for example, could go on a Chori Anapa, you do it backwards on the other side of the sieve, then maybe mode the Sharia the Akam. Then the Prichodosh, as brought down by the Prima Gadim, would say that you're allowed to. Now we go to Sif Gimel. Halosh iso biyontif. If you're kneading a dough on yontif, yochol hafrish men or chala. You're allowed to go take off chala from the dough. Again, chala is a certain one of the matnos kahuna, like a truma that you're taking off from the dough. It has nothing to do with the word that we use chala for Shabbos. This is one of the matnos kahuna called chala. You take off a dough. If you're baking a 5-pound dough, you have a chiv medaraisa to go take off chala with a bracha. If it's between 2.5 and 5 pounds, we mentioned, we're not sure if that's enough, so you take off the chala and you don't make a bracha on it. So that's what the Mechaber is telling us over here. If you need on yontif, you're allowed to go and be mafrish chala. It's not considered a problem. Mishmur explains the Sivkot Yud Zayin. Af agav dein magbiin trumas umaisos vechulei biyontif. You're not allowed to normally take off trumas umaisos on yontif because mishum dinira kimisakin, because it looks as if you're fixing it. Oh, kimakdish, like you're being makdish it, and you're not allowed to do that on yontif. Belosh, when it comes to needing beyond of low, the rabbis didn't make such a gzera. Why not? Even if you don't have a kohen in front of you, or even if you're not giving it to a kohen like nowadays, where we burn the challah, so why are we allowed to do this? Since you're allowed to need lechatrila on yontif, you don't have to do it beforehand. Because fresh bread is nothing like fresh bread. Day old bread is called day old bread, and it's sold at a cheaper price because it's day old bread. So since you're allowed to have the nice fresh bread on yontif, therefore the rabbis gave permission over here to not only go and bake the bread, but you can go take off the challah if you bake a big enough dough. Mechaber adds, ulalich lekohen, you're even allowed to bring it to the kohen, and the Ramah says, it's permissible, shari, afilu hifrishim esvel. The Ramah says, not only can you bring it on yontif if you needed it and took off the challah, but the Ramah says, even if you needed it the day before, and you were mafrish the challah the day before, you can bring it on yontif to the kohen. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Ches, for law, we don't say over here, we don't say you should have brought it yesterday. Why not? We say that this is true, even if you go through a Derech Hashus HaRabim, Gamkin Shari, it's still allowed, because Dotsa Mut Biyantif, because there is no problem over here of carrying on Yantif. The issue foot number 16 explains, Avshalini Melechas Ochel Nefesh, Hoyolacholasos Mevodyom, in regards to Ochel Nefesh, we said if you can do it beforehand, you have to do it beforehand, but by carrying, we don't say that. We say the opinion, once Mitoch Shutrol, Tzorach, Chutrol, Avshalol, Tzorach, once it's given to you to be allowed to be done, so then it can be done even if it's just Tzorach Yantif Ktsas, and obviously here it's Tzorach Yantif Ktsas. Furthermore, the Mishnah says, "Da de gam b'Shabbos mutal olalich lekohen b'makom sheis erev." On Shabbos, you can even bring it to the kohen if there's an erev over there. You mafreshit erev Shabbos. Uboven imhoi you offer miyesvul. We're talking about where it's baked from yesterday, because if it's just the dough, the isa ain't a royal meat to b'Shabbos. You can't do anything with the dough on Shabbos. It certainly would be muktzah. If there is no Erev, could the Kohen come to your house and eat it? That's a big machlokis. Ayin the bir halacha, the bir maskil of afilu fisha miyas. So he brings down one opinion that says yes, one opinion that says no. This is a long bir halacha. Ayin shum for discussion of this din. With this, we conclude today's shir.